Hello and welcome to the Swiss Info Program. I'm Susan Masika. If you love cinema and the piano, don't move. Was Luigi Sakamoto's original version of the theme to Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, followed by an arrangement played by Si Xiang Wong, a classical pianist who has lived in Switzerland for 20 years. Wong recently topped the British classical music charts with his album Cinema Classics, The Piano at the Movies, on which that track appears. But how did he choose the 24 famous tunes featured on the album? And is it in fact classical music? Swiss Info's Thomas Stevens talked to Wong about serious classical artists who cross over, critics would say sell out, into the genres of pop and easy listening.
And I'm not ashamed. Absolutely not. Because nowadays it's a different thing, I think. Being an artist, you have to be broad.
Music and the cinema have been inseparable ever since technicians worked out how to create talkies back in the 1920s. Indeed, the first feature-length film with sound, The Jazz Singer, in 1927, was basically a silent film with a few songs. Over the years, various styles of film soundtracks have emerged, from film versions of stage musicals, The Sound of Music, Grease, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, to so-called jukebox soundtracks of well-known hits, American Graffiti, Forrest Gump, anything by Quentin Tarantino. In this programme, we'll focus on original scores written for the large part by Hollywood composers such as Ennio Morricone, John Williams, Hans Zimmer, Vangelis and so on, who have all produced catchy contributions to pop culture. But what's the connection between John Williams, say, who wrote the theme to Jaws, and Si Xiang Wong, who has recorded several critically praised albums ranging from Beethoven and Mozart to avant-garde and contemporary composers such as Emmanuel Nunes and Swiss composer Rudolf Kelterborn? Wong, born in the Netherlands to Chinese parents from Singapore and Malaysia, came to Switzerland on a music scholarship when he was 18. Now in his late 30s, he has taught piano literature and history at Zurich University of the Arts since 2002. But, as he told me in his flat in Zurich, film scores have always been a passion of his.
I love movies and I admire a lot of film music. And I think this genre has been coming up now much more because a movie without music is not the same thing. So I was always having this idea to do for myself some film music, and I always played a little bit from, you know, as a relaxation or something in my free time. And I was doing this Schubert album, and we had some leftover time in the evening. Then I said, yeah, let's record some film music. Then my sound engineer said, okay, we just make a real nice album out of it.
And they have made a really nice album. Relaxing, haunting melodies which, as you would expect, are beautifully played. Let's listen to Si Xiang Wong in action, playing Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings, which reached a wide audience after it was used in a memorable scene in Platoon. Classical music has often been popular with directors. When used well, who can forget helicopter gunships swooping along to Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries and Apocalypse Now? Classical music can make a good scene great. What's more, it's often a lot cheaper thanks to lapsed copyright. But, and this is where the lines start blurring, Cinema Classics, The Piano at the Movies is not an album of classical music that has appeared in films. Only four tracks are more than 100 years old. It's an album of classic movie themes played on the piano. These include themes from The Mission, Schindler's List, Amélie, The English Patient, and The Last Emperor.
I think it's a sort of crossover. So when you listen, of course, there are many big orchestras playing this kind of movie themes. But I think it's also a crossover. So nowadays, I think the composers are not only classically trained, like Ennio Morricone, but also other composers, Hans Zimmer, etc. So they are all very well known nowadays for having experimental things also, I think. So generally, I love a lot of independent movies, so like the art house movies for myself. But the movies that are on the albums are all favorites of mine. So there is, for example, The Last Emperor. I think it's beautiful music. Or The Piano of Michael Nyman. It's beautiful setting. But you have also Cinema Paradiso. I love movies that can touch people. That really gives a sort of atmosphere and a sort of feeling. That's more the preference. Of course, I can watch a blockbuster or things like that. But in general, the movies on the albums are all more drama or more emotional.
Here is Wong playing The Heart Asks Pleasure First, the main theme from The Piano, composed by Michael Nyman. Ultimately, record companies are in the business of making money. But because Mozart and Bach and co. aren't writing any new material, and because people generally don't buy multiple versions of the same work, who needs five copies of Handel's Messiah, record companies are having to be increasingly creative in their marketing and flexible in their definition of classical music. Crossover, where artists from one genre play music from another, is one solution. It's been popular for a while. The Boston Pops Orchestra was founded in 1885, but nowadays it's a musical no-man's land, usually with marketable, i.e. good-looking, artists such as Andrea Bocelli or Il Divo, singing sentimental arias or opera arrangements of tunes like My Way, as Il Divo did. Audiences love it. Critics hate it, saying it's a victory of style over substance. Cixiang Wong is emphatically not like those artists. He is a virtuoso classically trained pianist. However, when his album was number one, only one other traditionally classical album, a recording of violin concertos by Shostakovich and Glazunov, was in the top 10. The rest were blockbuster soundtracks, including the one for Batman vs. Superman, and collections of favourite classical hits. So how does Wong define classical music? And is it even a problem if cultural snobs, like me, raise an eyebrow when they look at what passes for classical music nowadays?
Classical music is all the music that is, for me, composed in the tradition of instrumentation. So when we have the line of the big composers, Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, Chopin, and then the Romantic period, Impressionism, going in fact also to the avant-garde contemporary music, which is also considered contemporary classical music. Well, I think that is the music that has always been for me the most beautiful music, and that is also a very personal thing. I listen to jazz and have many jazz albums here, which is also fascinating me.
So what would you say, for example, to people who, when they look at the classical music charts at the moment, they might turn up their noses, not because of necessarily the quality of the music in the charts, but they might not think that albums like that belong on a list of classical music?
It is interesting because I did some interview also, and they defined the album under pop. So this album has been played also on Radio Swiss Pop. And you're right, since it's a little bit crossover, it's not a real, it's a little bit a gray, how do you say that, a gray section. It's not classical, but it's also not pop. But because I am a classical pianist, if I would be a pop pianist and I would play this arrangement, probably you would ask me the question, same, but just why is it pop? Shouldn't it be more classical? So I think it's me as an artist. Of course, I regard myself as a classical artist, but playing this is a beautiful thing. And nowadays, I think a lot of crossover happens now. I think Deutsche Grammophon or even the big record companies have seen this. So the big orchestras, even a lot of English orchestras nowadays play like Lord of the Rings and things, which is extremely popular. And I think it's a big opportunity for people who don't really know the classical music to get a sort of taste for it, because it's easier to listen to film music and have a sort of first encounter with this music than have a sort of, you know, in the concert hall, the music that you don't really know, an orchestra that's strange. So I think the first encounter with classical music could be through the film music, yeah.
You said you're a big fan of art house cinema. Now, occasionally I read about award-winning actors who, by and large, appear in art house cinema, but occasionally they appear in a blockbuster, whether it's a Bond film or a, you know, Spider-Man or something. They say it's to do something different and it's fun, but frankly, it's probably for the money, isn't it? Do you feel slightly... You are, as you say, a classical pianist. You've recorded many, many classical albums. Do you feel a bit like those serious actors who occasionally appear in a blockbuster?
Absolutely not, because it was... Of course, the idea is commercially interested, because this music is, what as we said, crossover is much more popular, as it reveals also in the number one charts. But absolutely not, because I think this is just good music. And I think, well, I don't know how the actors say, but I think they wouldn't play in a crappy movie, right? I think if you can play a James Bond, this would be a big, big honor. I cannot believe that any actor would say, I wouldn't do that. So I think it's a privilege, in fact. It's a privilege that I still can play this music without, I think, being defined as, oh, you are just a crossover. So I really think this is just good music, and I really am standing behind this. And I'm not ashamed. Absolutely not, because nowadays it's a different thing, I think. Being an artist, you have to be broad. If you play music and you're a musician, and I think that every musician can confirm that, then you don't just play classical in the sense of, okay, only classical music is good, but you probably will have fun playing arrangements.
That was Thomas Stevens speaking to classical pianist Si Xiang Wang, whose album Cinema Classics, The Piano at the Movies, recently topped the official classical music charts in Britain. His next album, Piano Concertos by Chopin and Beethoven, arranged for chamber orchestra, will be released in January 2017. To play us out, here's Wang playing Pachelbel's Canon in D, which appeared in Robert Redford's Oscar-winning Ordinary People, as well as practically every classical greatest hits compilation ever made. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Jakob Stoller. This program was produced by Thomas Stevens. Signing off for all of us here, I'm Susan Masika.